Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is. Figgy holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. First, I've been playing Frankie Beverly music all day long, man. Rest in peace to a legend, a living legend, or I was about to say a living legend.
Yeah, but I understand why you said that, or where you were going to say, because like you were talking about this.
Yeah,
he was active up until
he was on tour for a while.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah, that's stuff like this, because we always get into an argument about people that pass away at an older age, mm-hmm. where people are like, oh, what did you expect? Or he lived a life. Like, we kind of expected this. No, we didn't, man. He was still on stage,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He was still performing his songs, man. So these type of deaths hurt me a little more, because honestly, like, we just lost a legend this week, James Earl Jones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hate to sound harsh, but he was 93 years old, and he was kind of, you know, in the background a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of knew he had some declining health problems.
Yeah.
So this was kind of expected, lack of.
Do we know how he died? I haven't seen that.
Oh, James?
No.
Nah.
Frank Beverly.
Oh, no. By the way,
Howard Beverly, apparently his birth name. Which,
okay.
If that ain't a real black thing, is finding out the real name. Yeah. The person unpassed.
Like, oh, Frankie ain't his real name.
Yeah.
But rest in peace to Frankie Beverly, man.
Absolutely.
Just a legend.
Saw him in concert, not to brag.
Do it. Do
Maze.
It.
I always knew him as just Maze. I mean, obviously you knew it became Frankie Beverly and Maze. I think it was like late 70s, early 80s. I was in high school, maybe, with the Isley Brothers. That's a show, baby.
Yeah, no, that's a hell of a lineup.
That's a show. There.
I always think about that time. I think somebody posted this this like card lineup of the rodeo, the Houston Lifestyle Rodeo.
Yeah,
it was. I want to say it was back in the 60s, might 60s or 70s.
Wow.
But the lineup had like the Jackson 5. They had the Beatles. They had like just some random man. Like, I'm like, damn, this is a nice little lineup, man.
I have an old concert photo in our bathroom at home, in one of the bathrooms at home, that is a ticket for like, it's like Fleetwood Mac and like, ooh, somebody else huge. I'm trying to blank. It's like Fleetwood Mac and from 1977 or something, and like, it might have been the Rolling Stones. I mean, it was like, dude, they did that back then.
Yeah.
Like
nah, I wonder from maybe 20 years from now, we going to look at these Houston Lifestyle Rodeo lineups like, oh, that was a lineup right there.
Yeah. Man.
Because people, all they do is complain about the lineups now. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this lineup suck.
Yeah.
But 20 years from now, it'd be interested to see what that lineup look like.
That's how time goes, man. We get nostalgic even about stuff that we were mad about in the past.
Yeah.
And it's happened with people that we view as like great people. Like you go back and you mentioned Muhammad Ali, one of your favorites, and and there was a time period where he was, you know, persona non grata, right? Like Martin Luther King Jr., right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many other people you can point to that have become such like widely beloved that in their time absolutely quite divisive in a way. So yeah, man.
Yeah.
A lineup at the rodeo, Rodeo Houston, is not outside of the bounds that I imagine will come back around. Man, I was there. I saw all these great people when it was like, you hated that. Come on.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys heard, but it was a presidential debate last night.
There was?
Yeah, man. I couldn't believe it, man.
How did it go?
Hey, I was just so focused on the Astros game, man. You know, I'm a diehard Astros guy.
Yeah.
So I'm not watching anything other than the Astros. And
that was last night, huh?
That was last night.
I'll be dog.
So I was, while I was watching the Astros game, I was looking on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it felt like I was the only one watching, to be honest. But I was watching it, and all of a sudden, I kept seeing people talk about eating pets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what in the world is going on? So I'm like,
eating
Eating pets. Mm-hmm. I seen somebody say eating dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
like hot dogs?
I don't know. So I decided to search on Twitter to see what was going on. And this popped up.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame.
I'm like, what in the world is going on, man? I'm like, I did not expect to hear that from the debate.
Yeah.
I thought this was some type of viral video going on, like somebody
Oh, you're not wrong.
Hey, I thought it was somebody on TikTok because you see a lot of crazy stuff.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be somebody from overseas or something, over in China or something.
Oh, you mean you just saw that it was trending?
Yeah.
He had no idea.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah, he picked up context. Yeah,
I could see that for sure.
I had no idea, but.
Yeah.
It kind of got me thinking, man, I kind of want to do a little debate on the show a little bit.
Okay.
So I ran not that type of debate.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. What are we doing here?
So Keon Coleman, rookie for the Buffalo Bills, wide receiver. Pretty cool dude to talk to, man.
Seems like it.
He got a real thick Louisiana accent. Mm-hmm. And he's very vocal. So I think the team put out this, the Buffalo Bills team actually put this out. He was sitting with some teammates, and they started debating on the top five worst chores to do.
Oh, okay.
And his number one is dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And
this,
this is how it sounded.
The one is dishes.
One.
Okay,
I hate doing this.
Just put it in a dishwasher.
This wouldn't be too bad.
This is
who the hell grew up with a dishwasher? The project, you can't get no damn dishwasher.
I say five.
What?
This is five.
What's worse than
talking about pots or we talking about dishes? We talking about the ones you gotta clean by hand?
Like y'all eat spaghetti.
You gotta clean by hand, that's different.
Yeah. Okay. We talking like I didn't grow up in Cali. We ain't got no damn dishes.
Are we talking about copper or are we talking about what type of pots?
Man, we talking about
I gotta bring out barkeepers and actually scrub it, then that's different than
we talking about forks, we talking about plates, we talking about cups, bowls.
Put that three. Put that three.
What I think about what could be worse than
trust?
What's
trust?
All right. You ever scrubbed a baseball?
Hey, so they ended up putting in that number three. I want us as a team to kind of power rank the worst chores to do.
Well, yeah, no, dishes is not going to hit that hard. And maybe I've just been like strong armed into this place where I had to. Like, I did not enjoy washing dishes when I was young. I'm not going to pretend like I did. However, dishes ain't that bad, man, especially like as an adult. But, hey, put some earbuds in, listen to some music, listen to a podcast, something. It'll get done. Especially, and I guess like the frequency ends up being the issue there. The real problem for me, like, hey, man, let's cleaning that bathroom, scrubbing toilets and like not toilets, really scrubbing bathtubs, bro. Cleaning the bathtub.
The worst. That got to be number one.
I hate that.
And somebody said that at the end of this clip. They said, have you ever scrubbed the baseboard?
Oh, yeah.
That's hard, man.
But that's like once every few months.
Yeah. Frequency ends up being. But like
actual chores, I don't consider that a chore. That's just something you do, you know, to like the chores. And I might have mentioned this to you before, Figgy. For some reason, I guess it's just because I'm so anal about it or OCD or whatever you want to call it. I love folding clothes. Like the lines have to be perfect. I get the towels have to be just like not one.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Sliver of thread or anything loose. I love folding clothes. I hate washing clothes.
That's so, the easy part. You ain't got a washboard.
I do the dishes, but it's not like folding clothes. Of actual chores that I just like making the bed.
Yeah.
Because of the we've got. Okay, well here you go. I know what's coming.
Uh oh.
We got a king size.
Whoa.
So it's really hard to get
it's the extra deep one too. They got the pillow top. I mean
it is Tempur-Pedic. Anyway,
be careful. I heard that you might mess up your elbow.
You get it from Mattress Mac.
It does elevate. I'm just saying, you know. Okay. But anyway, putting a fitted sheet on a king size bed is awful. Awful. And you know, we change the sheets at least once a week, and so I hate doing the sheets on the bed and the pillowcases. Ugh.
Yeah, that is. I'm with some folks that are bringing up laundry ends up being a little bit of an issue, but it's more of the folding and putting things away because it's so easy.
I know that's weird. I love folding clothes.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Come on over to my house, man.
Yeah, I was like, we can put you to work if that's the case.
Nah, I hate folding clothes. One thing I don't like to do, really, I hate mopping. I don't really like the mop.
Because if you're mopping, you're also sweeping, right? Yeah. You got to sweep real good. Otherwise, you just got dirty mop water for no reason.
And then you got to slip some slides on or something like that. Because you don't want to be walking around barefoot or nothing like that with socks.
Yeah.
Nah, that's the worst. I hate.
What
I
else
hate
do they mop. Have on this list?
Yeah, what are the other... did they put some other things in here that they...
I don't think... They were saying stuff like scrubbing the baseboard and pots and stuff like that, which I agree with. I don't really like washing pots.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got to kind of do it as you go. Like, you got to get it while that, before that stuff all sticks on and stuff, you got to get that done and out of there. Some other folks on the text line brought some things. A lot of folding cold clothes coming in. 346 said mentioned feeding the animals. And I do wonder how many animals you got, right? Like, if you got a dog and a cat, like, that shouldn't be that tough. But if you're, like, on a farm or whatever.
Yeah,
that's a different level. Like, you up early, you're out and about. Yeah, I think that there's something to be said there.
Yeah.
So it was another debate on the timeline going on.
And on Twitter? Surprise on Twitter.
Yeah, and this one kind of shocked me a little bit. So somebody tweeted a good-looking picture of a meal, and they said, is steak Alfredo a thing?
Steak Alfredo? Oh, because, like, there's chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo. You got shrimp Alfredo. And then...
Not for me, it's not.
Really?
No.
I don't think I've ever had... But I don't see why it
wouldn't be. Vegetable Alfredo and chicken Alfredo. Shrimp, maybe. But not steak.
I've never had it. I'll try it.
Yeah, it's a picture that's on Twitter right now. It looks really good, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, I kind of want to try it.
Yeah, easy. Absolutely.
Not me.
What?
No.
Why?
I guess I'm just conditioned. Chicken Alfredo, shrimp Alfredo, or vegetable. That's it. That's the list. I might like it, but I just, it doesn't tempt me.
Yeah, we should have known. He's a little finicky with his food. He won't eat at the strip club, apparently.
So. Yeah. Sauce don't go on the steak.
I thought you said food.
Oh, good.
Yeah, go ahead and hit the sounder, because I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
All right, I'm going to get y'all out of here on this. What's something people think they want?
Oh, yeah, this is the one.
Until they actually get it.
I've been waiting for this
one. I got a couple things people mention. Pets.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, they want pets. And then, especially dogs.
Thank you.
And that's all about children.
Make sure you want it. That's my public service.
Yeah.
Try it out. Be a pet sitter first, and then get your pet.
Yeah, because a lot of people, and this is the big mistake too. A lot of people rather not adopt, and they rather just get like a newborn dog or a pet, and then they realize they don't want it, so they give it away. They put it up for adoption or whatever. Yeah. Where it's not a good look, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Especially like as you mentioned, like puppies and real young animals. It's like, hey, not trained yet.
Yeah,
you need to train them.
It just drives me nuts. I hate it.
I'm trying to find the text because you had teased it, and during that break, a text came in very quickly. It's like, oh, people think they want a divorce before they get one, and yeah, man. I always default to that. There was like kind of a funny thread that was put up on Twitter at one point where there was a reverend saying, "Hey, no, stay with the wife of your youth." Talking about Del Curry when him and Sonya Curry. It's like, yeah, man, look, you don't want to be out in these streets, man. What you know is probably a lot better than what's out here.
Yeah, so I got a couple more. A high-paying, stressful job.
Ooh.
Some people think they want that until they actually get it.
Well, they like the high-paying. They don't expect the stressful, but they tend to go together.
But here's the issue with that.
Some people see a high-stressful job that pays a lot, and they be like, oh, I'd do it for the money.
Yeah,
but sometimes you can't do it for the money. No.
That's fair, but sometimes we might be infantilizing some of these folks, because some of these folks already have stressful jobs without the money. Mm-hmm. So it's like, might as well have one that actually pays well. So I understand where people are going there.
Yeah, that's true. What about this one? Wild sex daily from a psycho girlfriend.
Oh, no, yeah. No, that's
are you single? Are we pretending we're single?
Well,
I mean, that's something people think they want until they actually get it.
There's a lot of upkeep there.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of upkeep there.
Yes. Yes.
Yes to which part?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We will not. Yes.
There is a right answer here, and it's not me. You know how I am. A boat.
Mine is somewhat along those lines, I imagine, for similar reasons. Pool.
A pool is
people,
is
people
tough.
Think they want a pool, but what you really want is a friend who has pool. You want access to a
same
pool.
Same with a boat. You want a friend who has. Now, mine is. I love my boat. I take it out every week, so it works properly. It's always upkept and all that. But a lot of people buy a boat and they use it like two or three times a year, and it breaks down every time. And it's
maintenance
expensive.
And all this.
They always say boat stands for break out another thousand. you know, because that's what it costs. But boat is for me.
About this one? This was probably the best one on this list. A treadmill.
Yeah, treadmill's just it's just going
weight sit bench. In the room. Remember when you're in high school or college?
Yeah, 100%.
Mom, I want a weight bench for college. Yeah. We'll put it in the garage. Oh Lord, that never works out.
Oh, yeah. there's some people texting in from clear what seems very evidently to be experience from the 346. Sorry, Fig. House. A lot of upkeep.
Hey.
Especially if you're used to renting now. You got cutting the grass and all this.
That's a labor of love.
But see, my thing is, like, if you know me personally, I never wanted to buy a house, man. I love the apartment living, especially a luxury apartment. I was fine with that. She wanted the house the most.
Don't say that too loud.
So, yeah, she ain't listening. But as soon as something go wrong, as soon as the water tank go out and get that price, I'm going to point to her.
Yeah.
Like, yep, there's so many things that can go
wrong.
Dude,
you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Don't let it discourage you.
If you say so. From the 281, again, another experience. The answer is owning a restaurant. Do not do it. All right. Appreciate you, Mike. Inside fair. Yeah, okay. I will not own a restaurant because that does sound like that is quite cumbersome.
Yeah. The last one I'm going to say on here, this is not me. This is just on the list, but a mother-in-law.
Wow.
It's hit and miss. Yeah. Okay. It's hit and miss. Yeah, I mean, it's a luck of the draw, I should say.
All right.
I can't relate to that.
Yeah, mine was great. Mine was, God rest her soul, she loved me more than she loved her daughter. She did. She did. And my wife would tell you that. Like, if I might, she's always used to say before she passed, like, my mom loves you more. I was like, I know.
Figgy's mixtape. That's how we do it every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here in Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, real quick, before we bring in the drive, turn it over to them, an accounting of the best rookies. Where do your Texans rookies fall? Do they join the list? We'll talk about it next.